I'm here with Mark from Sketchbooks Games. You're showing off Lost Words today. Do you want to give us an overview, an elevator pitch of what the game is?
Sure.
So it's a atmospheric puzzler game where players are using words to solve different puzzles. It's split into 8 chapters. Each chapter is half in the pages of the diary and half in this fantasy world of Astoria that you can see here. So there we're using a word to build a bridge and... so they affect your environment in lots of different ways.
Is it so as they see these words, they can drag them and it'll change the environment around them?
Yeah, and then you get this word book, so you can collect some of the words that you find on each level and use them to solve different puzzles.
So you can draw back to those words later on. So let's say, we've just seen him build a bridge. Let's say you see some fallen rocks or bridge break. Later on, you can use that to rebuild a later bridge, you can refer back to it.
Yeah, there'll be a couple of different places that you can use each word.
What was sort of the inspiration for this then? Is there like a something that you went to, or the way you came up with this idea then?
So it started off as a game jam game for Ludum Dare when the theme was minimalism.
And okay, yeah.
So the inspiration, weirdly enough, was Tetris. I wanted to make a game a bit like Tetris, but with words instead of blocks.
Okay.
And then when I was making it, so you would have a quote at the top of the screen and drop the words and they would go vertically in, you'd have to drop them in ascending length order so you could jump up them with your character to reach a goal. And then when I ran it, I didn't have any physics on the words and the character dropped down and landed on the words. And I thought, hey, that's really cool. Like, it's much better than my original idea. And so I went with that instead and then sort of developed from there. And I kind of wanted to add the story because I'm a big fan of narrative games and a diary seemed to make sense because it was words and the story sort of followed from there. And then, Rihanna Pratchett got involved and so the story sort of grown and changed a lot over time.
I mean, you say Tetris was the influence, especially looking at what you have now.
It's very, very different. That's a good thing about drawing inspiration from lots of different sources. And it was kind of the original game would have been more like Tetris when you were dropping stuff, but because it was just this weird happy accident of a bug that completely changed the direction of the project, and it's been a few different bits that have happened like that. So we're using Unity to develop it, and I was playing around in it and just put the kinematic physics on an object to see what would happen, and then I jumped on the words and they fell away. I was like, oh, actually that's it was a bug, but I didn't mean for that to happen, but it's really cool. And so there was a point in the story we might see in a bit when we used that as a feature, and so it's kind of an unexpected thing happening in the story and you've got the unexpected mechanic of the words falling away.
How far through development are you with the game? Is it
so we've just this is like our vertical slice build, so we're sending this to publishers and looking for some finishing funding at the moment. Sort of a short demo. We've got a bit of other content, but it's not all that polished at the moment, and we want the experience to be kind of a 3 to 4 hour sort of duration.
So from here, how long do you think before you're thinking about release? Is it a way off now then?
We're aiming to finish it sort of late next year.
Late 2018, okay. If people want to find out more about the game, where can they find out?
Lostwords.com is our website, and we're also at Lostwords Game on Twitter.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.